These girls are having a breakdown. Bravo breakdowns. These girls are going insane now. Bravo breakdown.
Good morning, students. I'm Michelle Baber.
I'm Lauren Davis.
And we have a very special guest joining us today. Farai Bennett is here. You probably know him from content creating. You've seen him on TikTok, Instagram, definitely not Facebook. Maybe. That's a no. And he has been with People Magazine, which is where I get all of my news, and Entertainment Tonight. And he is going to help us recap Real Housewives of Salt Lake City's reunion, part one. Welcome, Farai.
Yay.
Hi, how are you guys?
Great. Thank you so much for joining us. We are so excited to have you. I cannot believe that you're doing our podcast. I've loved your TikTok for so, so long. You're so funny on TikTok. I just want to ask a few questions. So, like, when did you start doing, like, TikToks? And when did you start, like, kind of getting, like, more serious? Well, serious. They're just fun to watch. But, like,
making
when did
the
you
pivot from entertainment journalist to full-time
content creator.
Okay, so what happened was, so I was on TikTok during 2020, like everybody else. Actually, when I was working at Entertainment Tonight, I was, like, one of the early adopters of TikTok, of telling all the, like, everyone at my job that we need to, like, invest in TikTok. And everyone was like, it was kind of like a what is this app going to be kind of thing. And then it ended up blowing up because that was around like the Hype House era and like all this. So I kind of helped them spearhead that. And then after I like helped them with that and was working at Entertainment Tonight for like a little bit over 2 years, I went to People Magazine and I was helping them really like push forward their TikTok account. And then I realized how easy it was just to like, I always wanted to like talk about entertainment on the internet, but I always felt like I couldn't or like something was always holding me back. And then 1 year and like in 2023, I remember I was, or no, I think it was 2022. Sorry. Beginning of 2023. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to talk on TikTok, like about like pop culture, like I do with my friends. Cause I feel like also like I was always talking about pop culture with people who never really like, not that they didn't care. Like, I feel like sometimes when you work in these industries, like everyone has their niche and like no one really wants to get in the nitty gritty of like talking about stuff. And like, I don't really want to talk about it with people who, like, I don't really, like, find fascinating. So I was just kind of like, okay, well, let me just talk about it to the internet. And then, like, I fell into it, and I'm so glad I did. It started off, like, I would do, like, the hot topics that are bothering me, and then Scandoval happened, and then I just got into Scandoval. And I've been watching Bravo literally since, like, 2011. Like, Real Housewives of Atlanta was my gateway drug. Mm-hmm. And this was back in the time where no one really, like, people watched Bravo, but I feel like I don't know, you didn't really talk about it as loud. Like, no one was really out loud. We love reality TV as they are. Like, I feel like that's totally changed.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no. So I was watching it then. So I've just had all this encyclopedic knowledge. So, like, when Scandal, I feel like that really, got my audience going. And I've just been doing that ever since. And I've loved it. And now I'm, like, in the likes of the Bravo breakdown. So,
yes, we love it.
I really like it. And just like you were saying is, like, I loved your TikTok because, one, you're very, very fun to watch.
Thank you.
It is just like talking with a friend. You're just like, here's how it's going to go. It's, like, a little shady. It's very funny. Sometimes it's snarky. And it's just, it's not on just any one thing. Like, you aren't just talking about just, like, it's only Bravo related, or it's only, like, you know, I'm only talking about, you know, it's all everything pop culture, which is, like, I love everything pop culture. Mm-hmm. Lauren does, too. Yeah. But also, you're just so young. Like, I'm an old weathered woman. And I'm like, how do you know?
I just turned 30. Like, I'm like, you know, I'm just in my millennial era. I'm leaning into
Okay.
You're like a Rachel Sennett or an A.O. Deberry, where you're like, you straddle the worlds, you know?
Yeah, I'm in multiple different, listen, I'm in
we
the
love
millennial universe. I'm in the Gen Z universe. I'm in my own millennial universe. Like, I'm in multiple different universes. I see all sides.
You see all sides.
Everyone's like, are you ever afraid, like, if you blow up one day, like, these celebrities will be mad at you? And I'm like, and I feel like there needs to be a bigger conversation about, like, how, like, I just feel like now it's, like, so, like, say if I was a celebrity, like, it's so, like, frowned upon for celebrities to, like, gossip about other celebrities. And it's like, oh, my God, we are definitely in the sensitive era. Like, I don't know. It's just like,
I wish they would, because they've all kind of even made out with each other with all of, like, the different movies and TV shows that they've done. It's like, just, you know, right. I need, I, I don't need Taylor Swift to walk around with like her army of friends. And then like one day, like one of them's gone, just say like, I don't like this one anymore or whatever.
By the way, that's so ridiculous that you're doing that. And I have to say nothing. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Like, it's just not realistic that everyone's nicey nice. Yeah. So I like to make my page, like I tell everyone, like I'm an equal opportunity hater.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, but I like how you like keep it light. Like you're not like, you know, like I liked your take on Meredith, how she's like gaslighting the fuck out of everyone in, in Salt Lake City. But it's like, but that's fun. That doesn't mean like send her hate. Like that's
no.
Like,
that's, I love Meredith Marks. She's my Madame Morrible. I'm obsessed with her.
Yes, like, she's so flip it around. Like, Whitney Wildrose,
a ghostly woman, but like. I don't know. She's entertaining. Like, I don't know how to explain it. She reminds me a little bit of like some sort of like haunted figure. Like the way that she speaks and like everything slow is like almost like Victorian.
Miss Havisham. But, yeah.
She, by the way,
always in a blazer.
Oh, agreed. Yeah.
She looked sickening. And as she was gaslighting everybody, I was like, oh my God, this is so great. I'm sorry. Lisa and Meredith are my mothers. They're my mothers. Do no Lisa's wrong.
Let's get into the episode because Lisa ate this reunion.
They tried knocking her down and she's like, no.
I said that same thing on Threads and everyone was like, are we watching the same show? I'm like, okay, this is why I can't get on Threads. Like, I love Threads. Actually, I do love Threads. I love the concept of Threads. But the audience on Threads, like, pisses me off. Like, Like, I'm like, no one's watching the show.
I can't get on Threads.
No, like, collect on Threads.
Yeah. It's no. Just like,
I can't do Twitter. I can't do Threads. I'm not sure what Blue Sky is.
Oh, I love
but...
Twitter. I do
really?
Oh, no.
Hey, that bad boy.
But I will say Twitter is like, okay, so I've been on Twitter since 2009 and Twitter is tailored. Now it's tailored to your interest. So I perfected my timeline so much that like all the garbage that I see is counteracted with people being like, yeah, well, that's not right. So it's like perfect for me.
Okay.
It's hard. Blue Sky just does not have the algo that.
Listen, things that are too
Listen, we're liberal, but sorry, Blue Sky, we're not doing it, okay? Sometimes we need a little Twitter in our life. But
like every time I get on Blue Sky, it's like furry, like, or like puppy gay sex is like what's coming up. And I'm like, how did this happen? I mean, I'm interested.
I've never been on there or tried to be on there. Like, what's the vibe?
I don't even know what it is.
It's like Twitter, but it's just harder to cultivate, like, getting to see what you want to see. You know, like, you have to, like, follow, like, lists.
Ugh.
And then, like, the lists tangentially show more stuff in your feed. It's just not the kind of, like, algo excellence of, like, the years you've put into a Twitter or your TikTok, like, after, you know, a month. For you.
Threads has it really going for them is that they immediately know what you like and they immediately show you, like, what you want to see. You don't have to tailor it. Like, I feel like it just everything you see on Instagram and, like, you're getting all of that stuff.
Okay. We'll try it. We're sold.
Yeah.
We're not quite grandmas yet. Although I think I need to get a lower bleff.
No lower bleff. Okay, wait. Breaking news.
Hold on. Also, Jason cut a lot of this like extra stuff. He's the producer. He's also my husband. Okay.
Before we get into this episode, breaking news that I saw yesterday and I forgot to tell you about, Michelle. NeNe Leakes is coming back to Bravo.
I saw her on Instagram, Lauren.
Okay. Well,
I posted it on her Instagram.
And Ultimate Girls Trip is back in the form of Ultimate Girls Road Trip. This is huge.
Good God. Caroline Manzo, you cannot take us down.
Caroline Manzo, you tried.
Caroline Manzo, you can leave.
I know, literally. No, she really tried to ruin it for us all. And it's like, for what? Like,
for what? So what, Brandy can have parasites in her face? Are you happy now?
Literally, no. She should sue her.
Seriously. Yeah.
And good for Andy Cohen for standing up to the mafia. That's whose money was suing him. Allegedly.
And she did say she wouldn't confirm. Caroline Manzo never did confirm or deny if you know her family is in the mob or was in the mob, but she's very proud to be part of that family.
I mean, would you confirm or deny if people thought your family was in the mob and you were in the mob?
That's what happened to what's her name?
Mob
from
boys,
The Sopranos.
Oh.
She confirmed.
I've never seen The Sopranos.
It's my favorite show. Okay, we got to talk about Lisa. Okay, let's
get into the reunion. Okay, so this reunion, I kind of liked what they did with it, where part one is kind of like the beginning of the season, right? Like the first half was very much like the Lisa's allegations, Lisa's fake job, Lisa attempted takedown, Lisa not showing up to the first part. And it kind of made me wish, I'm like, God, I kind of wish this had been the whole season and the whole reunion, because she's so funny.
She's a comedian.
But what she did the most is that she got her point across without crashing out.
She's so unflappable. Yeah.
So unflappable.
No, like, this is a matter of fact. This is my fact. And if you don't like my fact, then I don't care, because I'm obsessed with myself and everything I say is right. And like, I don't really care that you think that. And she's like, oh, too bad. And yeah.
she's like unsinkable Molly Brown. She's a Titanic reference.
Like, my thing,
she's so funny. Lisa has some of the most iconic lines from any housewife show. I just loved her. And she got a lot of shit this season. And yeah, she's so like solid. And she's so funny. Even though, like, do you remember the episode, the like tea party episode where it was like spill the tea? Yeah, spill the tea. And then Angie's trying to ask her if she rented a horse. Remember, like,
which was like so random. And this is why, and that scene showed me, I was like, by the way, Lisa Barlow, like, as like, she is delusional, but I will say she's not wrong that the girls are jealous of her. Like, she's literally not. The,
yes.
Like, for example, when she said, everyone knows I do big things, like, I live a very different life. Like, was that kind of a dig? Sure. But that was also kind of a fact. And Heather could have easily, like, ignored that if she wasn't so insecure. Like,
yes.
She could have just been like, oh, Lisa said this thing, like, whatever. Because if you were so confident in yourself and the things that you do, you would, like, not care that Lisa Barlow's doing her thing. But it's like, you're better than us and you think this.
We're the same. We have the same life. And it's like, listen, I love Beauty Lab and Laser. It'll always be an important place to me.
Right.
Well, I think it's like Heather was the fan favorite at the beginning. And then pretty much after like season one, it was Lisa. Like, and Lisa is getting a little backlash now, but like, she still is in my heart.
She's such a fan favorite. She's so funny. Yeah.
Were you guys at BravoCon?
No. Would you go?
He interviewed people.
Like, guys, Lisa Barlow's not going anywhere anytime soon. Like, literally, she had a Windy station where she'd come out, like, once every hour and, like, just, like, hang out with fans and, like, give away Frosties and, like,
watch. Okay, we gotta get into it, too, because, because this is also something that comes up in this, reunion.
Okay, so the reunion starts out. What did we think of the Santorini set?
It's fine.
I'm tired of them doing sets like that. Like, it's gimmicky. And I kind of got over that when they were doing that on Summer House. I was like, okay.
Okay, really, I don't need to see a beach ball.
The dollar store flowers. I was like, no.
I liked when Salt Lake City used to do just like all of like the trees and like the snow and stuff. It looked like a Christmas movie. I loved when the sets looked like that.
What every franchise should do is what Orange County did that one year when they get like that. They got this like video backdrop and it looked like Orange County. I feel like the sake of time, like every set should just be like that. Like,
I would have liked if this reunion was set up like a plane and they're like in two rows and then maybe we reenact.
Yeah.
That is so, and then everyone's seat is just randomly 17C. Like,
yes. Oh my God. I know. And Brittany's like, I'm being yelled at.
Literally.
Andy, you know, says hi to everyone. Hi. And Meredith immediately commandeers the reunion and says, I think there's an important question that I need to ask that will, litigate the timber of the reunion. Everyone's like, what? And then she's like, Whitney.
And Whitney take the floor.
Take the floor.
Yeah.
And they basically fight over with a conversation they had while Whitney was blackout at BravoCon. Meredith argues that like Whitney apologized and was like, let's just be friends off camera. I'm sorry for what I said. I know I lied. Whitney says she didn't say any of that. And Meredith is like, maybe you're an alcoholic. Maybe you need to stop. And Whitney's like, I'm never going to do that again. Mm-hmm. And by that, I mean, believe that you're my real friend.
Whoa.
What's so crazy to me? Why do Whitney and Heather think their friendship is like this, like national treasure? I'm like, oh no, I can't be your friend. God forbid.
They're cousins. Yeah, I did hear also, through the grapevine that friends of ours that were at BravoCon. Like, Whitney was like the drunkest person at BravoCon.
She was
like the drunkest person there, which is so hard to do. I feel like it's all professional.
Yeah.
Heavy drinkers is BravoCon.
Also kind of drunk too.
Well, it's okay, I'm not telling any tales out of school because she's talked about it. Heather's on Ozempic. And so I know you really aren't supposed to drink that much when you take that.
Yeah, Heather being on Ozempic is probably like the worst thing that's ever happened to me. Like, I feel like it's been like 10 times more insufferable, honestly. I'm like, who are you?
Yeah. Because it's like, now she's like,
something's going on with her chin.
Honestly, that's it. Like, whoa, Heather, I liked you way better when you didn't have confidence. Like,
Well, she's the alpha now. She's like trying to put, it's very Kyle Richards to
she's
me.
Very
it's
Kyle
like,
Richards.
She's naturally a beta and like she's trying to push herself into the alpha role because that's where Bravo like wants her. And I'm like, it's not natural.
It's not.
Let yourself be better.
Let like, yourself go.
And she gave that tearful speech like, oh my God. Like,
oh my God.
Broken. Now I'm an executive producer. Now I have 4 cars. And I'm like, oh my God.
Shut up. Send your kids to college and shut up.
But, send them away and then don't ever see them again. Like literally, because that's what it sounds like.
I do like that she's like, I don't love them anymore. I'm tired.
Yeah. I did like that this season. She's like, yeah, I'm happy they're leaving. And I'm like, you know what?
Yeah.
Good for you. I have a 5-year-old and I'm like, when does she go to college?
She did eat with that. I was like, you know what? I understand.
That's
and I'm
such
like,
a real thing to feel as a mom.
No, I agree. And I also, and then when Bronwyn got like randomly mad about that, I was like, well, Bronwyn wants to make sure the 3 generations of Bob keep going. So she has to like make sure that like everyone's a hoot, even though Muzzy is a mess.
Muzzy hates, like, I'm like, does anybody like you, Bronwyn? Like in your family, they're all so mean to her.
I mean, which is crazy because I really like Bronwyn.
I love Bronwyn.
I think I'm the only one that's like neutral to her. She's fine. I can take or leave her.
She's very polarizing. I feel like most people are like love hate with her.
Yeah.
Much like her mom. Like,
her own personality on this show. I think she just like, I mean, she doesn't mean everything she says or says anything she means, but like, that's why I like her. She fits in perfectly without having to really
She does. I will say that. She does fit in well. Like, I do like her on the show.
She's such a try hard, and SLC's the try hard cast that still gives Great Housewives.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So, I do have my gripes with this season, but this reunion made up for it.
Oh, fabulous. Okay, so let's get into it. So then a lot of this reunion was flashback. We flash back to Lisa no-showing for the first trip.
Mm-hmm.
And Heather calls her a risky friend again. And Lisa is like, well, Heather is a snaky friend, and she's the one who made Angie say the part about Todd making out and farting. And then one of many, like, reaction shots of Bronwyn just looking like grimacing silently.
She's trying so hard to scowl, but all that Botox, it's hard. I can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I believe that whole story.
Yeah, me too.
Listen. And okay, we love an elderly white man so much. They've done amazing things for us as a country as a whole, but he looks like he's made out of a bag of farts.
No, literally, he does look gassy. He's always like,
he looks so gassy.
Waiting for an open relationship, he was like, ugh. He looked constipated when she brought it up.
He probably does have gout.
No. What does Lisa know that we don't know?
Like, yeah.
She knows what's going on with his feet and that he has gout because he eats too much salami.
No, literally. And when she was caught in 4K telling the fans, like, yeah.
Editors buried her in this. Okay, so then as we get into the lawsuits, like they're, like, cutting to all of the lawsuit footage.
Yeah,
like
it's,
and it was the same in the season, too. They really did not like that Lisa missed the first episode, and they were like,
she's like Joan of Arc, though, but she's rising from the ashes. You can't burn her.
Like the dust
why
still
they try
she
to
rises.
Do that? Why do they want to take her down just because she didn't go to this one thing? Like,
trying to make her sweat. It's season 6, you know.
And she's so funny when they make her, like, she doesn't ever sweat.
It.
So it's so funny when she, like this reunion, like, you know, like everyone was coming at her and she's still like hilariously like the dust still she rises, you know?
Yeah,
I know. Like,
I rise. To steal that from a different reunion, from a different cast.
Literally, I love her too, by the way.
Maya Angelou was on Potomac's reunion.
Yes. Heather says the reason that it pisses them off so much is like, because you say you're richer than all of us and you owe hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Which she never said she was richer. All she never she said was that
she has a very different life.
Everybody knows I do big things. Everyone is speaking for Lisa Barlow. I'm like, you are translating this into your own insecurity. Like, she never said any of that. Like, I'm just like, but the thing is, like, you guys are validated. And then also, like, hundreds of thousands. Heather, weren't you in a lawsuit with Monica?
Yeah, she was. Yeah, Monica tried suing her
Heather sued Monica for unpaid charges.
That's right. Yeah.
She also say that Beauty Lab and Laser really isn't that great. So I'm like, okay, so I feel like if you have a business, you're like going to get a lawsuit if you're big enough, especially if you're on television.
Yeah.
So it's like,
yeah.
This whole lawsuit thing. Also, I'm tired of acting like Lisa Barlow is the sole owner of all these companies. Like, if they're suing her business, they're suing like 18 other people. Like, it's not just Lisa Barlow.
Yeah. And she says that. She says that in the reunion. By the way, like, this whole time, I'm like, has Andy asked a question? Because it's like, they're just going back and forth. And, you know, like, yeah, because then Heather's like, well, why do you need 6 lawyers? And why do you need all of this?
Cybersecurity
team. And then Lisa's like, do you know what it's like to run a business? Like, I run a business. And it's a whole thing about, like, what Lisa really
I'm federally regulated.
I was like, oh, God. I also did, like, when she talked about her lawsuits, because she's like, all of them have been dismissed. Except for the ones that are still ongoing.
Her lawsuit.
But she's like, they're all dismissed, which is basically the same as winning, except for the ones that are still ongoing. I'm like, yes.
I know.
Period.
No, I love it. And also, like, that was just such an empty, like, a storyline, because it's like, okay, but I was saying this earlier in the season. I was like, Lisa, why don't you go and bring cupcakes to the Salt Lake Tribune? Like, Bronwyn, why don't you go and talk to this credit card fraud, like, case people and be like, hey, can we, like, tighten this up a little? Like, I feel like it's not I don't even think it's anyone leaking stories about anybody. I feel like they're all, like, in cahoots with other people who are leaking things.
Yeah.
Where the drama lies.
It's everybody else. Yeah. So it's like if they're, you know, hanging out and drinking and they tell somebody else and then somebody else puts it on Twitter or somebody else talks, you know, it's like, that's how the rumors and nastiness start.
Right. Although Bronwyn is correct about, like, someone on that boat definitely did, like, but actually sometimes I think it's the producers that are leaking stuff like that. Like,
you know, they have to.
Like,
because they need to be, you know, like, we're like so many seasons, you know, like there's about to be the 20th season of Orange County, which is fucking crazy. It's like they probably have to, like, do this kind of, like, it's still a show. They still have to make it a show. Right. And I'm fine with it. You know, like, tortured the girls a little bit. They're on a yacht. Who cares?
God, I want them to do, like, a Veep-style show of, like, a reality TV producer. Like, not Unreal, which started really good, but then became, like, this crazy soap opera where she was having sex with everyone on the TV show.
That show got a little bit too, like, dark. You're right. I want, like, a Veep-style thing, but I want it to be so real. I feel like no one ever really talks about,
like, I want, like, a bloopers. I want to see their bloopers.
I want it to be funny. Yeah, but like dark comedy.
We want a funny, dark show.
And we definitely need someone like Julia Louis-Dreyfus as like the main producer, as like the Alex Baskin type who can handle like some, you know, slapstick.
And some sussy women.
Is it crazy that everybody like hates him on social media right
now?
This is my spin campaign I've been working on for 4 years.
Wait,
and finally it's paying off.
We have two things we've been trying to do since we started this podcast 2 years ago. Get sued by Bethany Frankel and take down Alex Baskin.
So we're close on number one.
And we did number on TikTok.
We are trying so hard
jealous.
To be
gift she could have ever given me. Like, I'm yes. Like,
yeah.
But go on. Tell me about your campaign. Why?
So from the beginning, we have been like with the disastrous like directions of season 8, season 9. Then EPR. Scandal happens, which would have been a flopzilla if it wasn't for the cheating thing. We were like, this has all happened since Evolution Media took over. Alex Baskin is terrible. He needs to to go. And people blame the cast members. They get mad at, you know, like, it used to be they would get mad at Katie, or like they get mad at La Lanchina. And it's like, no, you should be mad at the guy who is literally telling them to do this. And also, like, the editors, thank God, are the ones who salvaged and created a season for seasons 10 and 11 while he fought against them to make it more fake and boring.
Yeah.
So we've been really, like, you know, yelling this into the ether for, like, years and years. And finally, it's like, people are coming around.
It's like, even what he's done, even what he did with The Valley, because we've gone on record. We've really loved season one of The Valley. And Bravo didn't even give a fuck about The Valley. Mm-hmm. I feel like we'll never talk about this reunion. But Bravo didn't even give a fuck about The Valley season one. And that's when it was, like, best. And then season two, just the darkest shit you can imagine. And they knew
because
all
he cares
shit.
Now.
They also knew all this shit about Jax when they hired him again to be back on Bravo. And so it's like, what the fuck is going on? Like, season two was so dark. He's not a good producer.
He's an inept. He's a fool.
Is he a friend of yours? We can cut this. We'll bleep his name.
Yeah, sorry.
No, I don't know him at all. Obviously, I know of
him. I don't know him.
Last time I saw him, actually, I saw him in person. Well, I saw him at BravoCon, but I saw him in person. I want to say, like, over the summer, maybe. I'm friends with Zach.
He looks like a young Todd.
Oh, you know Zach? Oh, Zach seems so nice.
I've known him since before he was on The Valley. And then now that I'm, like, popular. He's so sweetie pie. Love him. So I saw him at Soho House, and which was so crazy because I was with someone who works at social at Bravo at Soho House, and Zach was there with Alex Baskin having lunch. We were like in the same vicinity, but I just thought that was interesting. And then in my head, I was like, they had to be talking about The Valley. Like,
They're like, we got to get cameras up in that rehab that Jax is at.
Yeah, no, season two. Also, I'm friends with Katie Janella, and I like, and, like,
oh my God, we love her.
Like, we've been worshiping her since she started on the show. We love,
no, love her. Such as we go. Love her. I've known
but
her
she just got let go.
I know. We talked about it. So I've known her organically. By the way, it's so funny because, like, now that I'm a content creator, like, I know her organically, though. Like, but because my friend Bryn used to. So my friend Bryn does, like, events. And, like, I guess so. It's so funny. My friend Bryn knows I'm into, like, Housewives, but she's not into it. So the summer that Katie shot her first season, or I guess, like, the spring, she was like, oh, my God, you know that girl Katie in Orange County? I just did an event of hers. And I was like, I have no idea who the fuck you're talking about. And I was like, must be new, like, whatever. Then when I made a video one time, Katie was like, I love this video, you're so funny. And I was like, oh my God, well, I know you through my friend Bryn. And she goes, wait, Bryn is your best friend? And I was like, yes. And then she was like, that is so hilarious. Like, I love Bryn. I always have her for my events. So then Bryn one time was like, hey, can I set up a lunch? She would, like, set up lunches. Like, she does, like, those beach, like, things where you can, like, set up stuff. And she's like, you guys and you both can post about it. And that, so it was kind of like an intimate thing. We didn't end up doing it on the beach. We ended up doing it, like, in Katie's neighborhood. And that's how we became, like, closer.
Oh, my God.
Like, we didn't really talk about the show or anything. We just talked about, like,
you
whatever.
You just talked about, like, whatever. She's fun. Yeah. We really liked her on the show. We thought she was such a great addition.
It's a little bit of racism. It's a little bit of racism.
And it's like the whole, okay, whatever. We'll talk about the reunion later. Like, the embracing of it all.
Yeah.
Hate her. So much. And at BravoCon, like, her whole cast, aside from Tamara, like, wasn't even talking to her. They were so nasty.
To Katie?
To the point where, like, other
cast members. I hate the icing out of a cast member.
It's so bad. And, like, I think they were just jealous. Like, so many fans went up to her and Matt and were, like, embracing her. Like, content creators were embracing her. Like, obviously, like, and also, like, other housewives were like, oh my God, Katie, best dressed to everything. Like, it was just, like, so sweet. So I was really shocked they let her go. And it's like, for what? So we could have Gretchen there. And then, like, we could have Emily.
Is Gretchen coming back? God, I don't want her. She can't come back. She's not. Did they announce? They didn't announce it.
Everyone's coming back.
I know that Vicky's coming back.
They said they promised us they would get rid of Emily or Gretchen. What the hell?
No, Emily needs to go. I would take Gretchen over Emily because at least Gretchen is
getting. Gina, can we get Gina out of here?
I know.
Now we're going to have to hear about her fucking engagement.
When I saw her engagement photos, I was like, who cares?
One, who cares? And two, is your stepdaughter going to school yet? Remember that whole
like,
story?
If you're just gonna if you're gonna use it for content and then just tease, it's like you gotta give us the crazy ex-wife. You can't hold out like that.
No. Gina can stay, but she has to move back to the casita because I'm not dealing with her weird condo or whatever. Like she has a house now. It's like no, you could go back to the casita and I'll watch you.
And then on top of it, like I don't believe any facet of Emily's storyline last year was
no.
Real. Like no. I was like, none of this is like real at all. And you can tell with like Shane's reactions, like I'm just like, I feel like your kid is just a little spoiled and like you just mother him. Like, and I feel like you're just turning something into nothing.
Oh yes. That was, and I will speak to this too, because my daughter is actually autistic. And so like the way that she was like talking about it, it's like
it's very against like disabled parent culture to share when your kid is really in distress like that too. Like she did on national TV.
You don't really talk about like that kind of thing. It, like, especially like a child, if they do have a disability, it's like they've never consented to you discussing this. Right. And yeah. So it's like, I don't know. It feels like personal, like very personal, like medical stuff that you're talking about. And you don't even know. He didn't even have a diagnosis. Like she just was like, I don't know. That was like repulsive.
That was kind of the one time I wanted Kelly Dodd in the room to be like, your kid doesn't have ARFID.
Yes. or Kelly Dodd be like, your kid's a dork.
Your kid's a dork.
I'm
dork.
Not saying that. I said, I think that's something Kelly Dodd would say. She'd be like, your kid's just a dork.
You're a dork.
Be a mom to your child. Like,
yeah. You know what? It was honestly, I know. It was almost as heinous as Emily's like Persian New Year, the party where she had the lie detector.
The lightest Persian party I've ever seen.
No, because who was it that asked her like, hey, oh, it was Heather. She was like, so like, when is actual like Persian New Year? And Emily's like, I don't know. I don't know. She didn't even have hummus. There was like no food. There's like, I was like, where's the hummus? Like something. And she's like, I want to have Persian New Year to celebrate Shane's culture. Shane's like, what the fuck are you talking about? She does it in the middle of the day while her kids are at school. She's got lie detector people in her kids' rooms that have set up like these, they blacked out all of the walls and windows. And like her kid comes home from school, remember?
I love that. Their older daughter walked in and looked around and just smiled and nodded. It's typical day.
No, like there's not one Persian person in the room. And then then the one person of color, even, they're like literally like,
they
get
kicked
the hell
out of
here.
The house. Yeah. Katie Ginelli's getting escorted off the property while Emily's kids coming home from school's like, why are there lie detectors?
The one person who gives any fucks about culture, it's like, yeah, get out of here, liar. Like, what?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's such a missed opportunity. I mean, I'm glad Vicky's back, but really, like, I feel like what Katie brought to the show was she really, like, put everything, like, spun it on its axis because she isn't as, like, evil as the rest of them. Like, she can't play their savvy games. So she'll just walk in and be like, well, are we going to talk about, you lied earlier? And everyone's like, what the fuck, Katie? Like,
Jen being unscathed. I'm like, Jen definitely knew all of this drama and like just pretended like she knew nothing just because she was so obsessed with taking down Tamara, where it's like, okay, now I got to take up for Tamara. Because I'm like, because Jen,
and I really liked Jen, like her first season, but I don't like her last season. I did not like her being friends with Gretchen.
No,
disgusting.
It's weird. And like, she's also racist too now. And it's like,
You know what? Like, gross. You know what? You can have your like weird fiance with your bikini wedding and your Malibu rums. Malibu diet sodas.
I liked when she talked about that stuff. I was like, okay, like you're trashy. Like that's your whole like gig. Like fine, stick to that instead of like
the veneers on camera, the veneer replacement. I was like, wow, this is new for me to see.
I know.
Okay. Yeah. Back to the episode.
Everyone's being mean to Lisa.
We get all the footage that the editors are basically like totally backing up Bronwyn as she kind of like attacks Lisa. She's like, you're the one who broke the truce. You even apologized to me on the yacht. They show the footage of the apology. And then they show the footage of Lisa at BravoCon talking about Todd and being like, do you know how small his dick is? If you have gout, I'm like, no, that's just Todd's belly. Like, I keep cutting.
Slay. Honestly, that is such a slay.
Okay, so that was a little nasty, but like, how can I be mad? Like, that was so
funny.
So funny.
She actually does not give a fuck about a hot mic moment. I love how she put that roll off her back. And to be honest, when she told everyone that Meredith fucked half of New York, she kind of let that roll off of her back too. She kind of like didn't, she actually kind of really didn't answer for her crimes in both scenarios.
Yeah.
She said, oh, well, that was just me being me. Yeah. Anyway, let's get
on. Sorry, your family poses and you've never owned a home.
No, she's like, anyway, Bronwyn, what's your real job?
Yes, she's like, what, spending Todd's money? Yeah. And she's not wrong.
She's not wrong. And Bronwyn is like, when we were in Greece, you were saying my husband is a dirty old man and a pervert. And Lisa's like, yeah, he is.
Yeah, he is. No so lies good. Were told. I told you that while we were in paradise.
And Brahma's like, okay, yeah. She can't fight back.
Even Brahma's like, okay, she ate.
Everyone acts like Lisa's talking behind their back. Like everything that they that's why I don't believe like anything like she doesn't, like the things that she doesn't own up to. I'm like, okay, I don't believe, sometimes I like believe what she's saying because it's like, she would say it to your face. Like she would say she said it. Like,
yeah, I know, I agree. And so then they give us the footage of the wonky smoky eye and
oh my god
they're like, is this proof that production and your makeup artist hate you? And Lisa's like, I love my makeup artist. She's so great. And they're like, did you use her today? She goes, no.
She does speak about all of her ex-employees highly. It's like, it was a parting of ways, an excellent exit.
I haven't, I don't think that I've seen anything leaked from any of her ex-employees that they didn't like her. You know, it's like, I haven't seen any like Meghan Markle type of people quitting and, you know.
I mean, I'm sure there's heavy NDAs now. She knows the game. Yeah, she's a businesswoman. She does big things. Like,
she does. She has cybersecurity. She's federally regulated.
Right.
Lita Khan is sending her letters. No.
Also, she really gave no explanation under that like whole thing. She just said, yeah, maybe I was crying. Maybe the eye was too smoky. Maybe it was just like a mishap.
We were trying something new. She goes, you know, we were just trying something new. It's like, okay, were you crying? Were you upset?
Yeah, like, what was happening? Yeah. Didn't but explain honestly, the pigtails either.
Yeah, the half pigtails. Yeah, I'm curious.
At the time when the internet was coming for her, though, I was like, guys, leave her alone. I'm like, she looks adorable.
Margaret Josephs can never.
Yes, no. She wishes. No. Yeah.
Who?
Exactly.
I would be surprised if we never heard about Margaret Josephs again. And I hope we don't.
I think she's super pissed off right now.
Like, she's so mean and mad. I can't.
She's so mad that they made up. She is spiraling about it.
Did they make up? I don't know.
I mean, listen, it's a tough economy. This is not.
I don't know if Bravo's going to have both of them back. I don't know. The thing too, it's like they're being really shady with Jersey. Like they took off season one from Peacock like 2 days ago, I think. So season one is no longer on Peacock of Jersey. I don't know. But wasn't that the season where Teresa flips the table? It's like so iconic. Yeah.
I think Bravo's just banking on like Rhode Island really like.
That's right. And they all look like they could be from Jersey. One of them is related to Dolores, right?
I mean, they all are Dolores clones, but like...
Okay, they all look like Dolores.
Bravo cloned Dolores to make Rhode Island.
I like Dolores.
They used the Barbra Streisand technology she used on her dogs, and then it's been in the lab, and now they're rolling them out.
And it's like
Rhode
that one girl from The Bachelor, right?
Ashley Eckenetti, like, who cares, snooze. But I feel like Bravo is really, like, banking on that show, like, blowing
us. Okay. It better.
Because why else is Dolores involved? So I feel like Jersey, sometimes I'm like, is Jersey coming back?
I can't handle it if it does. I need a break.
But the ratings were so good, so I feel like they have to bring them back. But I feel like, this is what I said about Jersey in the beginning. I was like, this casting change is easy. I think that this is what they should have done. They should have brought back Teresa, Melissa, Dolores, everyone else, Axe. It would have just forced them to do what they're doing now. Like, and I feel like they could still do that.
I also think like if Melissa and Teresa like making up is like legitimate, like I'm glad it happened off camera.
Me too.
And maybe it's real because I do see like sometimes like TikToks of like Melania and like her cousins like, you know, doing stuff together. And I like that, you know, like they are actually a real family, but.
Don't you think that casting change would give it like a clean slate? It's like, No one is beefing, no enemies, no nothing. We are all starting from scratch. All the new people that come in, we have all new ideas, thoughts, storylines, feelings, and we move it along. And then I feel like production should tell these girls, like, don't pick a side, don't go after someone.
Yeah, I agree.
Let's all organically get to know each other. They sit down with Teresa. Don't do that behind your back blog shit. Melissa, don't do that behind your back whatever you've been doing for years. And Dolores, keep everybody in line.
Dolores is basically like the on-set Andy, like trying to keep him from fighting.
I like Dolores. I just, the only thing they could not do for Jersey, I can't handle it because it just failed so bad in New York. Like, they can't have another full reboot. Like, everybody's a new...
No.
If you do that, you change the name of the show because, like, it's just a different show.
Well, that's what they're doing with Rhode Island, basically.
Yeah.
They're like, this is... The reboot is just get rid of half, keep the other half.
Miami. That's what they did for Miami. It was all for a few years. They brought back some of the same people. And Miami's, like, one of their best franchises.
Yeah.
Miami's my favorite. It's out of all of them.
Miami, it stands for Miami, my love.
I feel like... Now I feel like
I love it.
We just make this episode about our feelings about Bravo.
I know. Sorry. I don't mean to get off track.
We're
talkers, too. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I think we'll leave in. I don't know. We'll play it by ear.
We'll see how it turns out.
But we're like, this is kind of like a meeting of the minds. Like, we're solving a lot of problems here. So it's like, I kind of need to release
everybody.
This.
I'm like, Bravo
might be a two-parter.
For 1 hour, and I can fix every franchise that's wrong in 1 hour. OC will take me 15 minutes to fix.
Like, what do we do for... Okay, so then what would you do for OC? Bring back Katie, not Gretchen.
I would keep Gretchen. I would. I would keep Tamara. I would bring Vicky back, but Vicky's only there for one season and one season only.
But Tamara is at her best when Vicky is there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, for sure. So we have to do that. Mm-hmm. And then we get rid of Emily, because if we get rid of Emily, we finally get to see what Gina is actually made out of.
Okay.
Agreed. She needs to be scared.
Yes. She needs to be scared.
She needs to want
bring
it.
Bring back everyone being scared. Like, literally.
Yes,
No
one's scared.
I know. And then Katie actually was scared. And then they kicked her off. She was perpetually terrified. And you got rid of her. We need more of that.
Yeah.
Honestly, more panic. I think we bring back Alexis. I know. That's
I agree. We bring back Jesus.
That was their main mistake, is that they didn't bring her back last season, is what I think.
We bring Alexis back as a housewife.
Yes. Oh, I agree.
John Jansen.
Oh, my God. Imagine John Jansen being at some of these events again. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Yes. I got an ice cold chill.
Oh, my God. It chilled on my spine. Because we always say that Shannon is like a Kathy Comic type. You know, Kathy Comics.
And that's the only... And if we don't bring Alexis back, that's the only reason I'm keeping Shannon, because I
want them all to go to Andale's.
Shannon needs to be activated.
But I think it should be Vicky, Tamara, Alexis, Shannon, Katie, Jen, Gretchen as friend, and Gina. Maybe Gina is friend, honestly. And then
Gina is a friend.
Earn it.
It makes it all like an equal playing field. Like, everyone has their, like, it's like two divisions, and then we can, like, disperse, and like, yeah, it'll be fun. And then maybe we bring a friend for Katie. That's like my out loud thought. But
yes, because it's like they have too many. Well, the thing with OC, they have too many story producers as housewives. You have Heather as a story producer with no personal storyline. Same with Gina.
Oh, Heather needs to be there too.
Needs to be there for sure.
Oh, yeah, she's trying so hard to be in Beverly Hills. She doesn't even live in the OC anymore.
Because the Tres Amigas, I do want to see them, like, lightly bully her this season. Like, lightly bully her for being fancy pants.
I know.
The rivalry.
By the way, I don't know why Heather wants to do that, because, like, Heather would totally fade into the background on Beverly Hills. Like,
Beverly Hills, okay, what are your thoughts on Beverly Hills? Because it is our least favorite of the franchises.
My thoughts are the thoughts I've had for literally since post-season, what?
One, two. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah.
The first three seasons are peak. And everything after season five is snooze fest. It's like, what are you doing?
Same.
Honestly, I'm liking the Money Queen, because I'm like, you're annoying, but like, at least you're making
doing something. No one's talking about Beverly Hills. It's like, you know, and now it's like, are Kyle and Mauricio back together? It's like, I think Kyle needs to go.
Kyle has to go. It won't be good until Kyle leaves.
Kyle has to go. I want to bring back Camille from season one. I don't know.
She's gone like kind of, I feel like,
I want season one. Season one Camille.
Yeah.
But she was like season one. I don't know what I would do with Beverly Hills.
Say,
I just think it's just so bad.
It would be interesting. I don't love Rinna, but it would be interesting if
I bring her back.
You know what? To be honest, for a while, I really wanted LVP back. I think LVP could really set the girls in line. And I feel like LVP means like no one's watching Vanderpump Rules. Like,
yeah,
no one's watching it. Come back. Yeah, you know what?
That's the only way Kyle can stay. She can, like, if LVP, last season, LVP terrorizes her off the show.
Yeah.
Like, she did to her.
Hello, like, Kyle.
I feel like Dorit would flip and be friends with LVP again. Okay.
100%.
I can't. Okay, Dorit, like, last season, everyone's like, and I fell for it, too. Oh, my God, I think this is going to be a great season because she smoked a cigarette. It's like, what am I doing?
Okay, by the way, I'm on Dorit's side about everything, and I feel like Kyle's being such a pick-me about her. By the way, PK isn't with his kids. I was at Petit Hermitage in LA, like literally the weekend before Christmas, and he was there alone flirting with some fake French girl. And I was like, yeah, no, PK, why aren't you tucking Jagger into bed? It's Friday night. Like, you should be watching Spy Kids with your kids. Like, what are you doing here? Like, I was just like, so weird. So I believe everything Dorit says. I think it's really weird. I think it's weird that Kyle's whole thing is like, I don't like Dorit, how Dorit is putting like PK out there, blowing up his business. I'm like, okay, well, technically, Dorit is doing her job.
Kyle has not ever done her job well.
I'm like, whoa, wait.
Yeah.
So you're mad. Granted, like, whatever. If it's trashy, whatever. But PK actually, one, is being deadbeat. Two, Dorit's whole job is telling about what's going on in her life, which she's doing. And you're mad that she's doing the things that are required of her to survive on this show. Like,
yeah.
I feel like Kyle thinks it's so D-class A. And it's like, but Kyle, not everyone has protection like that. Like, Dorit
has, like, I don't know how Kyle has managed to do this. Like, Andy is under her spell.
The ratings is why.
You know, make Kyle friend of and make Kathy Hilton a housewife. Imagine Kyle being moved to a friend of, just like what they had to do to Vicky a few years ago. Move her to a friend of and see what happens.
They're never going
to
do that.
They know the show.
They know the show sucks, but it's still, ever since like Erica Jane and like the Tom Girardi thing, the ratings have been high ever since. They fall off a little, but it's like, it's really just coasting on
understand.
That. It doesn't, like, they, nothing has
why,
to happen.
I know why. The reason why I also don't like Beverly Hills, like, it's not my fave. It's because I live in LA and I see these types of people all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Middle America has never seen like access.
Wealth.
Wealth like this, like, which is crazy because I feel like Miami displays wealth way better.
Yeah.
But they also don't know like where they also the middle America is also unaware that all these people do not actually live in Beverly Hills.
Kyle lives in Encino.
Yes, which is nice area, cute, but it's like,
but it's not the bird streets.
Mm-hmm. It's not the bird streets. And like, so like, yeah, so I feel like it's the access. People like to see like the house porn.
They do like to see that.
But yeah. I also think it's so many people are like, just do one franchise because it's overwhelming. And they watch how good season one and two were. And like, they're like, okay, like that's my mom. She's like, it sucks. I don't know why I watch it.
It's like why I could watch the Kardashians forever. It's just like, it's kind of boring, but it's like, I can do other things. I get a lot accomplished when I'm watching like Courtney's vocal fry, like, you're mean to Travis, you know. Mm-hmm. I would bring to Beverly Hills, though.
Come on,
do you know Morgan Stewart?
Do I?
I'm obsessed with her. Lauren doesn't know who she is. I'm obsessed with her. I message her all of the time. Please be on my, I just want to be on my podcast. I just want to talk to you. No, she's read it. She's reposted a few of our things, but like, she's not even doing reality TV right now anymore. I don't know what she's going to do because she has like her weird clothing line, whatever. She's such good TV. She is such good TV. Rich Kids of Beverly Hills.
I don't know if she
she's
wants
great
to
TV.
Be. I'm sure she's been approached and she just has never said anything. The thing
she
is,
she would be excellent. She needs to be back on TV in some capacity. I will always say that.
If she does Beverly Hills, though, like, she can't vibe with anyone there. It would have to be like a complete younger vibe because, like, who's she gonna be friends with? Jennifer Tilly? Like, I don't, like,
I know, right? Sutton, that would be weird. But I feel like she'd really shake things up. I think she'd really shake things. I just want to see her on TV again. I just love her so much. But you know what I did hear is that Dorothy, because also Dorothy commented on the TikTok that I posted about this, and she did not deny it, is gonna be on Roni.
What? Does she live in New York?
She lives in New York. She got married. None, and she didn't invite any of the cast members from Rich Kids of Beverly Hills. And Morgan Stewart wasn't at her wedding over the summer. EJ wasn't at her wedding. And then I saw something that she was going to be on. Like, her husband's like an attorney. And they, so she moved to New York like maybe 6 months ago, a year ago.
Yeah, she's on Bling Empire in New York.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. So then I was like, I heard that she's going to be on like the new cast of Roni. And she's like, oh, thanks. Like, she never denied it. She's like, thanks for doing it. Like, sweet TikTok, blah, blah, blah. So I think she is going to be on Roni.
That would shake the table. She'd be good. She'd be good.
But someone needs to shake a table.
Dorothy is good. I think Dorothy is good.
I kind of feel like Roni is like kind of like, I will say I'm just kind of like,
It's just a life support. It's so sad to me because it's just, it was the greatest show ever.
Yeah.
So he let his feelings get the best of him. He should have just got rid of half the cast, brought it. He just needed to do this. He just needed, I mean, Ramona always had to be kind of gone, even though I kind of like Ramona on TV.
Yeah. Ramona Eyes.
But just for
iconic.
Like the sake of like Bravo, like she's not insurable anymore at this point.
No. And it was like she needed to go away. Obviously, Bethany was gone.
It was just like, Luann,
the Countess, Sonia Dorinda.
Dorinda, mm-hmm. And like Bryn, Jessel, and maybe Aaron. Sure.
Yeah.
Like that could have really worked.
And I don't think, I think Bryn's like done now with Bravo in every way.
Yeah.
So I don't know what they're going to do. I have no idea. It makes me sad though, because it was the greatest. Like season 7, 8, 9, 10.
Well, alternately, also.
Like, what? People always say, like, because, you know, like, it's so funny. Like, the whole thing about Roni is, like, how come we never added, like, a Black person all these years? Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, but Roni kind of had, like, an Atlanta problem in the sense of, like, the cast pretty much stayed the same because the dynamic was so great. It was never, like, a race thing. It was just more of, like, a this just works. And, like, throwing someone in, white, Black, Asian, whatever, does throw off the equilibrium on those casts specifically. Orange County, I'm confused why everyone had a problem with the Fab girl entering the room. I was like, But yeah. I was like, wait, she is beautiful. She lives in, there's so many Asians that live in Orange.
Yes, in California.
So don't know why you guys had a problem. Like, that was really weird. But, like, that's why, like, so, and, like, it works. Like, because look at Bose. Bose is so well received. Granted, mm-hmm. Garcelle wants so Bose could run. But I don't believe, like, you need, like, a person of color to, like, really, like, make every franchise feel like it's inclusive for your audience. I just don't think it works all the time.
And especially the way that Bravo did it. It was when they got a lot of shit because of what happened on VPR with Stassi and with Kristen. Remember the whole Faith thing that they called the...
Ebony in as basically like HR / DEI / a housewife. Like they made her do too many roles.
Ebony. I like her, but she didn't fit on the show. Like, it was so awkward. It was just like,
she was giving a history lesson every 5 seconds. And it was
she was like talking about like Black excellence. And I was like, we don't need to be doing this right now at this, like, what was that, like Shabbat dinner? Where Ramona's being awful. Yeah. And I'm just like, this is not the time.
What bothered me is that there was this like idea that none of these girls on her season had like ever had a conversation with a Black person in their lives. I'm like, okay, they live in New York. They are on this franchise where there are people of multiple races. I'm sure Ramona has met Nene Leakes a plethora of times, has chatted with her or any of the Atlanta cast members. Like, all these people know each other. Like, so there was this like idea, like none of these people have ever interacted with someone of race. And like Ebony was like there to like stick it to them of like, this is how it is. And I would be annoyed too, being like, shut the fuck up. Like, not to say that she deserved any of whatever Ramona allegedly did, but it's like, I could find that like really irritating. Like, I've been doing this show forever, and like, here you are just to like appease like the audience for the time being. Like, I'm not, you know what I mean, not condoning the racism by any means, but I'm like,
we don't condone racism.
Hot take: I don't like racism. Sorry,
racism makes me mad. I don't know her.
come for me, trolls.
I'm like, no.
These girls are having a break.
Okay. So then, okay. This will have to be a this will be a two-parter because now I'm just curious, like, just pop culture. Like, what are you loving and what are you hating?
And regularly,
just regular pop culture. Yeah, like the Golden Globes. Like, any thoughts on the Golden Globes?
Kylie and Timothy are endgame. Like, just say that's your wife and keep it moving. Mm-hmm. Ariana Grande, Blackiana is back. Thank God.
Finally.
Thank God.
She needed her juice and her cookie.
Now we just got to get that. We just got to get the eyebrows getting a little, like, up. Like, they're right here. We just got them a little closer.
I knew LaRoche when he started working with her again. I was like, he's going to make it happen.
Yeah, I know. And he did. So much love Cynthia Erivo at home. Like, she
thank God
looks way better. Like,
she scares me.
And Wicked's not winning anything, so I feel like now she can actually go back into her next era and realize where her bag actually is. Other pop culture things outside of the Golden Globes, the Ashley Tisdale mom group thing kept like in a chokehold for like a good 4 days.
I have the, in the words of Whitney Rose, I have the fucking chills. I loved it. I loved all of it. I loved all, like, we haven't had something so interesting happen in pop culture in so fucking long.
I know.
And I was dying for it.
Writing op-eds
is that
you get more, since we live in a day and age where celebrities don't want to tell you anything, like you get more of like their personality in their writing than you ever would in real life. So just knowing that she was wrong as fuck, like writing article.
It's like, oh my God, I forgot she existed. I'm sorry. I forgot about Sharpay from High School Musical.
And I have to differentiate the two. Sharpay and Ashley Tisdale, I guess, are two different people. Although I don't really hate Ashley Tisdale. I just think that, like, it's so funny that Ashley Tisdale wrote this article because, like, of course, like, Nancy from Minnesota is going to agree with everything that you're saying. But, like, you do have to live in this LA world where, like,
I think she's, like, MAGA. I think that's
what it was about, right?
Yeah. I think
the
she's
underlying.
Like,
she's
like Charlie Kirk, allegedly.
Ugh.
Yeah. But there was also like rumors online that Hillary Duff hosted her and a bunch of other people at her house during the fires, and Ashley Tisdale was already building like this mega mansion, and she was going off about how like, oh, it's not going to be done in time because these fires are like holding everything up, and like,
oh my God.
Okay, you know what? Honestly, with that stuff, I wonder, like, how does she have money?
Okay, so I think her husband has a lot of money, and then also she
from
has,
what?
Like,
isn't he, like, I think he's, like, a musician I never heard of.
He probably does, like, producing, I assume. And then I know she has that, like, skincare company that's in a lot of Targets, like, around the country. So that's, like, a lot of money.
Okay.
And then she produces a lot of stuff. Like, she produced that show Young and Hungry, and that, which, it, like, went on for a while. And then I think she's doing the new Phineas and Ferb. She's in that. Like, she's she's doing shit. Like,
and Phineas and voiceover money, and like Phineas and Ferb in syndication on Nickelodeon.
Now we know how she has money. I also loved Meghan Trainor, like her little TikTok that she did. She's like finding out there's drama in the mom group. Like, I loved that.
Yeah.
I loved Hillary Duff's. I loved Hillary Duff's like husband doing like the same. Like he like made the cover of the Cut magazine. Like,
oh my God,
he just put his head on it. I was like, oh my God, Ashley.
In retrospect, though, I kind of wish he didn't do that. Like,
I thought it was so funny in the time.
The funniest thing about the Ashley Tisdale article, by the way, is when she, like, there's so many things that tell you that, like, she's in the wrong, right? But the one thing that she did that I know, like, got her shit is that, which is, like, hilarious, is, like, when she said, not everyone in the group is a bad person. She goes, well, maybe one of them. Because then she turned it into,
and so I was like, there's these like four women that aren't really famous, and it's just like, wow, it's like, I can't believe all of these people are in a mom group together. It's Ashley Tisdale, Meghan Trainor, Mandy Moore. It's like Hillary Duff, and then like, who are these random girls?
Just probably famous adjacent
rich
people. Like, yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, Ashley Tisdale, no one's gonna invite you to like their kid's birthday party for like 5 years.
No, because where's this article gonna end up?
Right.
But so, I loved it. I'm glad it's in the world.
Me too. And I'm glad everybody knows. And now she's like a little embarrassed. And now it's like, who are her friends now? But maybe she doesn't care. Maybe she wrote it not really caring. So.
She's going to have to pivot. No, she's going to have to go like full Spidey, Dean Cain, alt-right, celebrity, like,
but we're talking about her. We're talking about her. We haven't talked about her in a long time.
That's true.
True. No such thing as bad press. Okay, let's land this plane. So, back to the reunion. Sorry, my phone.
It's a sign.
Started
it's
audio.
Sign.
Okay, So Andy confronts Angie and says, you recently did an ad for Arby's and Codigo Tequila. Was this a direct dig at Lisa, who loves fast food, and did a spot for Wendy's? And she's like, no. And Andy's like, it seems like a slight troll. And Lisa's like, I didn't even see it. You know, people have all benefited from my wins, and that's so exciting for them. And I was like, once again, she eats.
Mm-hmm. He is also correct. Lisa's biggest op is Angie, by the way. Angie is extremely jealous of Lisa Barlow.
Yes. Like, yeah. She,
honestly, maybe more than Heather.
Yeah.
That was everything that she was doing was a dig. The alcohol was a dig. The Arby's was a dig. And it's like, but if I were Lisa, I'd be like, oh my God, that's so cute. Like, it is. Like,
yeah.
It's, and then like, it all started with the Kerastase.
Kerastase. Yeah.
You know what? And by the way, like, Angie was really dumb for not, you know, trademarking high body count hair.
She fucked up. I think she's really competitive. Like,
Angie, you're just mad you didn't do it first. You're
she has, you know, she has done it now.
Yeah, probably.
Right. Like, how? She calls it, it's called high body. She did. She talked about she trademarked it, but it's high body count hair by Angie K.
Nice.
And that's what I told her. I was like, Angie, you should have done that immediately when that went viral. You should have had that on your menu. Oh, not menu. Mm-hmm. Like, is there a menu at a hair salon? Or I guess
it's like, yeah. You know, there's, you know, the fresh wolf that she had to return.
Yeah, yeah, right. Like, you should have been doing all of that. Like, I don't know why. And then another reason why, you know, she's jealous of Lisa Barlow. Why are you inquiring on what she does with her horse? Lisa Barlow never really gave out the information she had a horse until it came up in the context of the conversation.
That was so funny, though. The horse thing. I loved it. She's like, yeah, I have a horse. It's nothing grand. It's just for me. And then I might get another one. And then Angie's like, what would you do?
Having a horse moment.
I loved it. What are you going to do with the second horse? And Angie's like, none of your fucking business.
Yes. She has a hard boundary about her horses.
Don't you dare.
Yeah, right. No, Angie is jealous of Lisa, and that's not on that. It was a troll. Like, just to come out and say that.
But it's such good TV when they're jealous of each other.
Yeah, I feel like Angie's like, she has that competitive spirit, and that's why she needs to be moved from center Snowflake, the more competitive she is, the more like kind of crazy she goes, and she just starts like spewing roasts and stuff, and her tongue is like knives, as they said in the play.
You know what's so funny? I used to hate Angie K, especially
same
in season four. Season three and four, I was like, oh my God.
I was like, how is she getting to come back?
I was like, benchwarming bitch. Yeah. I agreed with Monica.
Literally, don't even get me started on how I was like taken up for Monica the entire till this day. I still think she was wronged.
Me too.
I thought the girls were being unprofessional because I grew up in an era of Housewives where we filmed with Danielle Staub and we kept
it moving. We called her a prostitution whore. We poured a table on her and we moved on.
I don't like the ousting. Yeah, especially again, the only woman of color in the cast they ousted. It is happening again.
And you know what? I'd rather see her mom, LD Millionaire, than Muzzy any day.
I love them both. Don't make me choose the crazy mom.
I don't know. I kind of like the extended character. Who's your favorite Bravo side character, by the way? Because I talked about this on TikTok. I have one, but like, who's your favorite Salt Lake City side character?
Okay, Salt Lake City side character.
Walter's iconic.
Walter. I love Walter. Oh my God.
Oh, Bobby, Whitney, Whitney's daughter, Whitney's redheaded daughter.
I love her daughter. I do love her daughter. I do love her daughter. Honestly, is it bad if I say Todd?
I love Todd. He's a cunty diva.
You guys?
I really liked Lisa's husband this season.
I was going to say LD.
LD Millionaire is
I thought you meant like current cast. Okay, yeah. LD Millionaire, yes.
LD was kind of like
She was like so good because she'd be like, you're not getting to drive the Range Rover this week. And Monica would be like, I got to take my kids to school. She's like, I don't care.
in her pajamas, walking up barefoot to the house. Like, people were like, it's so low rent. I was like, no, it's TV.
Like, the work that LD Millionaire did at Greek Easter, I will always stand. Like the way that they got in that massive fight, and there's like so many kids around, and Angie's like, I'm talking about being Greek Orthodox. Oh, I loved it.
Her looking dumbfounded in her Burberry scarf that she definitely got like for like $12 on clearance at TJ.
Yeah. Yeah. Literally, yeah, like, she was great. I wonder what she's up to.
I miss her.
Hating Monica.
I know. Yeah. But Monica's like spilling all the tea on Instagram these days.
I know. She follows me and I love her.
She follows us too. We love you, Monica. We love you. But yeah, she's like, I don't know if you should all be talking about Meredith drinking all the time, because there was a member, the cast member, that got alcohol poisoning and they never got to talk about it. We still don't know who it was.
It was Heather. Remember, it was Heather.
She was barfed in the van.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, because then Meredith went on Instagram the other day and was like, yeah. And it wasn't me.
Wait, do you want to hear something funny? Lisa Barlow told me once, she's like, every time I want to piss off Heather, I tell her I want Monica to come back, and it pisses her off.
Wow.
You know what? And I don't even know why that pisses off Heather, because Heather is the one who protected Jen Shaw from punching her in the face for like 3 years.
Heather is a control freak. Like, she has to, and Bravo encourages it, and she's got to ease up a little bit.
She's a nasty piece of
work. She's being a little bit of an Alex Baskin right now. A little bit.
I didn't love this season of Salt Lake City. Like, and it was just too, it was outlandish in the sense that, besides, honestly, Lisa and Mary, everyone else was, maybe Meredith, everyone else was like overperforming on a show that no one really needs to overperform.
Yeah.
Very obvious. And
I like Brittany.
Like, she was overperforming too.
That's what I love about her.
I know. Well, that's because, she's a friend, so that's kind of her job to outperform, right? But I say all that to say, like, because that was happening, like, we get these dumb fights about, like, who's richer than who, like, who's jealous of who, who's doing big things. And it's like, you never really got a personal storyline from anybody.
Anyone.
The biggest one was Brittany and Jared and her kids not talking to her. They had all the confessionals.
See,
friends of on these shows do more than, like, cast members now. Like, Adriana DeMora, still. Friend of.
Don't understand how she's not a housewife, by the way. I live for her down. But Miami's one of those shows where it doesn't really matter. I feel like it's like, whatever.
It's all the same. Yeah.
They're all on the reunion couch together out. No one's like walking in and out. It's like, we're all here.
We're all here together. Yeah. The Haitian mortician.
Yeah. My problem with this season of Salt, I actually thought the first half was amazing. And then once we got on the plane, much like this podcast, we never landed the plane.
We are never going to land this plane.
It was like we had all of these great storylines that we go through in this reunion. Like Bronwyn's fraud allegations completely dropped in the back half. So when Andy brings them back up, Bronwyn can easily just be like, oh, nope, they were sealed. And Andy's like, well, I read that wasn't true. And Bronwyn's like, well, because I got my U.S. citizenship. And
people just willy-nilly. Like, actually, this brings up a very good point that I've always wanted to bring up. Oh my God, I'm so sorry that we were sidetracked.
No, I love it. I love it.
I was talking about how divorce storylines on Housewives just, like, you don't even have to have one anymore. Like, do you notice that? Like, no one, there's been 3 good divorce storylines in the last, like, 2 years, but even now, like, no one has to give you one. Like,
and then top three divorces.
Lately or overall?
Overall, top three divorces.
Okay, so let's talk about the divorce storyline, right? So back in the day, if you had a divorce storyline and you didn't want to share it, you were low-key on the chopping block. Like, no one fucked with you, like, on the production side if you did not bleed out. Like, I'm sorry, Portia saying Cordell was gay, like, that, right. Sorry, last-ditch effort for us to give a fuck about her. And, of course, we did, and we ate it up, right?
Yeah.
And then, like, who else had a messy divorce? Tamra Judge got a messy divorce.
Bethany. Yeah. When Bethany came back, she was being tortured.
She didn't really, like, display everything, though. There was other messy divorces that happened.
Oh, Tamra's was very messy, too, with Simon. Yeah. Tamra,
Portia. Oh, Vicky.
Oh, Vicky. And Don. Vicky and Don.
Vicky. Yeah, Vicky. Oh, Shannon Bador.
Oh my God.
Hers is the best.
David Bedore.
That's number one. That's the number one best divorce.
That's number one on the list.
Yeah, no, there were so many good ones. Like, to where, but then, like, in the last 3 good ones were, like, Lisa Hochstein, 8-down boots.
Yes.
That was good.
Lisa Dora was taking you to the courthouse. Her and Ralph were taking you to the court, from the basement to the courthouse, back to the basement so they could argue. Like, literally, like, they were doing it. But now Portia can just sit there and Andy says, how's the divorce? And she goes, it's with the courts. As if her go-to excuse. It's with the courts. I can't really talk about it. Everything's sealed. I'm like, shut up. Like, Ashley Darby's been having a divorce storyline for like 8 seasons.
Is she divorced yet?
He is, but it's like, the thing is, you would forget because she never told you anything.
Oh
like,
God. Yeah. So, yeah. And this is why, like, Tamra is wasted on OC because, like, really, if you put her on any other franchise, there's someone who needs to be grilled about their legal stuff and, like, the rest of the cast is just letting them not say it. And Tamra, she would get in there. She would make him talk about it on camera.
Better questions. She would ask. Yeah. Like, yeah, like, she'd be more... Tamra's always... I love how Tamra's like, I want to be on Salt Lake City.
Yeah. She would fit in better, I think.
Well, honestly, yeah. She would. She would. She, you know, she's top tier. Tamra's iconic. People, she got a lot of shit last season. Katie. But when I think about it, she was the only one who did anything besides Katie.
Yeah.
She did. And then Gretchen didn't do anything. Slade was, like, being annoying. Slade is, like, Gretchen's mouthpiece, which I think
he's
is so
an awful they're person.
They're the same. They're, like, you know, like, the movie Together. They've, like, molded into one.
Oh, also, this, like, narrative that, well, you know what Slade said this season that pissed me off so bad? When it just literally made me so angry. He was, like... So Gretchen was talking to Slade and she goes, how are you going to be with the guys tonight at the country charity event that they did? And he goes, and then Slade goes, the consensus among the guys is that Eddie doesn't like stick up or doesn't like tell Tamra when to calm down. I'm like, whoa, Slade, when did you become a mouthpiece for, first of all, when did
the
men
for the men? Nobody likes you.
Can you imagine Shane being like, look, Slade, I've been talking to the rest of the guys and we don't think that Eddie stands up to Tamra enough.
Imagine Shane, that dork. That you know what, Slade, you're a dork.
What makes you think Eddie gives a fuck? And three, there is this like random idea that like Eddie that Eddie can't stand Tamra's shit and like people feel so bad for him and
he's done porn with her on camera. He's fine.
Yeah, he loves
People who are with like someone like Tamra, I'm so sorry. They are with someone like that because they secretly are like that and or they like that.
They like it. They like it. They just like it.
I do think he was a little mad at her this season for her getting drunk and getting them into legal trouble again. I think he was a little bit like, I've got a bad heart. But overall, he loves it.
He's fine with it.
No, but overall, he's like, these girls are stupid. And same with John Barlow. Everyone's like, oh my God, John Barlow's over Lisa. And I'm like, oh, really?
No, he's
like,
such a sub. He loves her doming. He loves her not listening. That gets him rock hard. No, that's how they work.
Yeah, that's their foreplay. When she's like, remember when I've never been on a yacht for less than 10 days. What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to wear?
I was with John Barlow at BravoCon. And he was like, he's so down boots for her. Like, at the Windy Station, he's standing there just like, but not in like a I'm annoyed way. He's like, oh, there's Lisa, okay, just making sure she's okay. Like no, he does not care. Like he loves her personality. Like,
they're the healthiest couple on Bravo. I really think that. So speaking of creme de la creme, there was some top prop reunion comedy, which we always love the prop reunion comedy, where Angie has a scroll. Mm-hmm. And she presents the small scroll with proof that Lisa was the one who leaked the information about Bronwyn from the yacht to the press. And she tells Andy to look inside because the person trolling her has the same number that Lisa has. And this is kind of like the cliffhanger. What do we think is going to happen next episode? Is Lisa going to take responsibility and say, that is my number?
Listen.
The scroll
needs to be, it needed to be bigger. You know, it's
7-Eleven
like,
taquito.
I mean, I think of like past reunions of just like across all franchises. Like, I love a prop, like Monique's binder. You know, like I needed something big. Kenya's megaphone.
I just her like. Wand.
The scroll's really a little silly.
Is it going to change the trajectory of how I feel about Lisa Barlow? Like,
No.
Like, it's just not. It's like how, am I supposed to believe that Tamra's a cyber hacker?
I could see it. I mean, but that just makes me proud of her that at her age, she's learning technology
she's still
to
got
be better
it.
At her job. You know?
Yeah.
I don't think she was cyber hacking. I just don't think, like, I just feel like these girls will do anything to throw Lisa Barlow under the bus.
Yeah.
And that's how I feel about that. The cliffhanger was kind of like, okay.
Whatever. The real cliffhanger to me was, what is Lux marketing? Everything I learn, I feel like I get farther away from it.
Oh my God. I love, but you know, like, I love, this part was, this was my favorite part when Lisa's Heather's like, I don't know what it is you do. Well, I don't know what Lux Marketing is. And then Lisa's whole like description and like, this is what the Lux Marketing is. It's like, you've been at a party with Danielle Radcliffe and you don't know what the fuck it is I do.
Danielle Radcliffe. Yeah. The premier Daniel Radcliffe drag queen.
You've been there.
No, I literally love it. Like, also, okay, so I was confused too.
It's confusing.
Okay, it sounds to me,
you know,
like,
she's with Blake, she's with Ben, she's with Matt Damon.
Didn't even show an accurate photo, by the way. I was like, can we have like an accurate pic? Like, I was like,
no. Yeah.
She really was doing something, though. I don't think she made it up, because I remember seeing her story around that time and she was at South by Southwest, like, doing shit. So I don't know. But I say all that to say, like, her job sounds to me, it sounds to me that she like invests in businesses and then she like inserts herself
promotes.
In the sense that she creates events for them and promotes them. And then whenever that business is like whatever to her, she sells it. But she, it's like not just her, it's just like partners that she invests in. And I think that's what I think she does.
And have you had Vita Tequila?
Can I tell you the story about how I had Vita Tequila?
Yes. did she give it to you?
Yeah, so I went to Bravo Fan Fest a couple. This was actually
Oliver. Was that the one in Miami?
Yes,
the Oliver.
So
is that?
That's
yeah,
that actually. So we got Lisa invited us to one of the Bravo after parties, and so I was telling Lisa, I was like, I've never had Vita Tequila, by the way. And she goes, you haven't? And she was like, everyone, move over, get this fake shit out of the way.
It's Daniel Radcliffe.
Yeah, all this fake shit. Mind you, I'm with my friend. Her name's Kay. She's like, she hosts the Bachelor podcast, and she was invited to Bravo Fan Fest as well. And she only watched Salt Lake City, so she didn't really, but she never had Vita Tequila either. And she didn't really watch any of the other shows until like after we went to this event. But she really loves Salt Lake City, so she was so happy to like meet Lisa, whatever. So we're like invited to there, and she's like having Vita Tequila for the first time. And she's like, okay, everyone, she's pouring it for everyone. She's pouring it for me. She's pouring it for Andy Cohen. She's pouring it for like whoever is around. And then she's like, everyone, swish it in your glass. She's like, swish it. She's like, put it in your mouth. Let it sit in your mouth. She goes, now swallow.
Oh, my God.
And to be honest, it was pretty good. Like,
okay. Swishing tequila like a friggin' mouthwash. I'm like, I don't even think I'm like that with Casamigos.
Like, she was like, this isn't the fake shit,
swish it in
guys.
Your mouth.
It was
pretty good.
Yeah.
Wow. She's like a tequila sommelier.
Yeah. So I've
she just had it in her purse. She just had it with her.
At a bar?
It was at the bar. Yeah. We were at Delilah. Yeah.
They must have special ordered it.
I think it was like wherever they were, like where the nearest, like, yeah, no, it was around. She made sure it was placed.
It was. She made sure it was around. They probably had Lover Boy there too.
Mm. Not that I saw.
Ah, well, yeah, I wouldn't swish that around your mouth. You might.
No,
get
I wouldn't.
Sore. Yeah.
Mm. No, it was. Oh, yeah. Oh, Loverboy. I was like, no, Vita's Loverboy.
Lover Boy.
No. You know what's a funny hot take? I don't mind Loverboy. I've had better seltzers, but I don't think Loverboy is like the worst of the worst.
Do you like Craig's better? Remember, he had a seltzer.
I'm not sober, so I haven't not had that. Craig's. Oh, sorry. I was thinking Carl. No. I was like, I haven't had a small bar.
No, it's the other white guy.
The other white guy on that one white show on Bravo. I have not. I haven't had Craig's. To be honest, I sided with Craig in all of that. Like, Loverboy doesn't look like they pay anybody. So yeah. I'm like, why would I do this like Loverboy thing? Just
look how Kyle treats his own wife.
No. Oh, also, I hate this assumption that everyone's like, Amanda's just waiting to cash out on Loverboy. I'm like, I don't think Loverboy is like.
She should have gotten out a long time ago that's what she wanted.
Yeah. I'm glad she doesn't help out, because that's a sinking ship.
I don't think it's cash outable. Like,
No. That's a loss. Yeah. Her parents lost their whole nest egg. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
They'll never retire now.
They'll never retire.
The Loverboy.
Okay.
Are you guys excited for Summer House this season?
Yes, we are covering it. Actually, you should come back and do a recap with us.
And if you're ever in Dallas, you should do one of our we do live shows. You should do one.
I'm excited for Summer House. Like, Carl and the Carl and Kyle fight. I'm like, whoa, Carl, you kind of did something to me there.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Like,
hi.
Yeah. You know, like first season, like when he like winks at the camera after he fucks that girl, I'm like, oh, this is like a bad boy. Like this is a little, I don't know. And then he like proceeds to be like so Carl the rest of the time.
Yeah.
But like, hey, let's get a bad boy out.
More life. More life.
Shut up.
I'm going to take my life.
That like was that acted right. Not like that Steven guy who is like just doing the most.
Oh
like,
my God. Yeah.
Like, just a fun gay on Summer House that, like, I don't want to say knows their place, but, like, isn't trying to fuck everybody and, like, is just, like, the life of the party and, like...
It's too straight. That's my main complaint with Summer House, or one of my main complaints, is, like, yeah, it's still
straight.
All...
It's just too straight.
And it's, like, not in, like, a Vanderpump Rules way where, like, everybody's kind of gay. Like, it's just...
Yeah, Vanderpump Rules is extreme... Like, literally everyone on that cast is bisexual.
OG Vanderpump, everyone's like male model straight. Like they would have sucked a dick to get a job.
Yeah.
Oh my God. No, remember Jax being Jason Couch? You remember when they're in Miami and we meet like his roommate that had, I still have naked pictures of Jax on my wall.
And I was like, interesting.
Curious.
Yeah. Yeah.
Remember Britney's mom? She's like, what is all this about you being homosexual?
Being homosexual. Yeah, there were so many horrible things said about Jax, like his use of cocaine, how he slept with all of the girls that are there. Like,
maybe
she cheats on
his size details. And she's like, you might have been a little gay in the 90s.
Yeah, you're a homosexual. And her frosted lip.
Frosted lips.
We're going to have to talk about you being a homosexual. Yeah. That's why Britney had to deny the whole her and Kristen hooking up thing because of her mom, I'm sure.
I know, which is like, that was so, that so fell to the wayside. I was like, we needed more answers on that.
You know,
they have not had Kristen Doty on Traitors because she would figure it out in 15 minutes. I've been saying
I love her.
I don't know. I saw her. Did you watch The Goats?
Okay, I did hear about it. Like, was that kind of Traitors-esque?
I mean, it's more like House of Villains, but not as good. But Doty was on it, and she gets in this huge fight with Alyssa Edwards from Drag Race, and that's, like, the best episode. That's, like, if you watch one, watch that one. But, no, Doty is in a strategic game. She is so fucking lost. She has no idea what's happening, but she is, like, passionately wrong about what's happening.
That's what
she
thinks about
Alyssa
her.
Edwards is, like, the mastermind, the drag queen. She's like...
Wait, so you don't think she'd be good at Traitors at all?
I guess like if
the goat is like a new game, right? So I feel like if she could study, somebody would help her.
Bring Miami girl.
Yeah,
she like, and also like Doty, she is a cyber hacker. So if they would let her use computer, let her hack the traitor's passwords, give her an email.
I bet you anything, it's like a beep, 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 beep. And she's like, yeah, no. And then she just goes in there and she's like, so this is it.
Yes, I love her.
It would crack her. That's what she's doing.
Cody, how'd you get in here?
She's like breaking into other people's hotel
rooms.
She's
like, you slept with my boyfriend. I know it. Just admit it.
I know. No, that would be so. I'm surprised there hasn't been like a showmance on Traitors. Well, I guess we got Cameron and fucking CT for a little. But...
I don't watch Traitors. Ugh, I guess I need to. Everyone talks about it. I know. Whenever I tell people I don't like Traitors, I just don't like seeing them in wetsuit. Like, I don't like strategy games.
Okay, I'm not that dull either, I will say, but it's fun. Traitors is fun. And to be honest, the challenges is when I go on my phone. I'm like,
yeah, I fast forward.
But I did watch a whole season. I did watch the season with Phaedra, and I loved it.
That was the best season.
But I haven't seen the Sandoval season. Maybe, and then you told me, Lauren, that this season's not even good. So I'm like,
I have a very low tolerance for Michael Rapaport. I will be able to hop in once I know he's dead, but it's just a little tough for me.
He's trying to rage bait the Bravo fan base, like to say he's a Bravo celebrity. And I know he wants people to be like, he's not. He's just rage baiting us.
Was he at BravoCon? I don't think so. Was he at BravoCon?
I feel like everybody was at BravoCon. Like, literally, Jeff Lewis was there. Fucking everyone was there.
He got in trouble.
Oh, yeah, I know, which was like, Jeff Lewis is, like, a problem.
Yeah.
He's a problem, Andy keeps, like, I don't even know why Andy keeps hiring this guy. He's coming back. His show's coming back to Bravo.
He has some kind of blackmail on Andy. I bet. Because he knows something.
I think he would speak out about everything. And yeah.
He does.
He'd be a Bethany
type
problem. Yeah. Yeah.
We have to end this on a positive note.
That's a Greek tragedy. But you know what was a Greek comedy? The first part of this reunion. Guys, I do think it might be downhill from here in the reunion. I think this was like the funniest part. So I'm glad that you got to share it with us.
Oh, thank you so much. I feel like we just gabbed and gabbed, but I'm so happy.
So fun.
No, I loved it. I could talk to you forever. Well, let me know if you want to do this again and we'll just do pop culture. It doesn't have to be so structured next time.
Yeah.
You have to do it again. Whenever I'm in Dallas, I'm definitely going to hit you guys up. Like, this was
so fun. Yeah. No one ever is just like stopping through Dallas. So, you know, I think Oliver's the only one and he's always leaving Dallas.
I know, right?
Yeah. I was like,
he's doing very big. Everybody knows he does big things.
He does big things. Yeah. He has a podcast coming out. Oh, we need to do your outro. Oh, so, Fry, where can everybody find you? Follow
you can find
your
me
socials.
On all platforms at Fry Bennett.
Yay! Thanks again.
Thank you.
Bravo Breakdown.